It's time for the Catechetical Corner. Every day, Monsignor Stuart Sweatland walks us through the timeless teachings of our Catholic faith, compiled in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. He'll help you to get to know your faith on a deeper level, carrying out the mission Our Lady entrusted to Adele Bryce in 1859, to teach the faith. Here's Monsignor Stuart Sweatland.
Today's Catechetical Corner comes from the first section of the Catechism, the Profession of Faith. And we continue our reflection on creation. We've looked a great deal at what is true about saying God creates. He's the creator of all things. He's the creator of heaven and earth. Of course, in the Nicene Creed, we say that he's the creator of all that is, visible and invisible, seen and unseen. And so we've been looking at the last couple of weeks that invisible part of creation, the angelic world, which is every bit as real as God's visible creation. Actually, you could argue it's more real than God's visible creation, because God's visible creation is passing away and will become something new in the recreation of all things in Christ. And continuing our catechesis on the angels, I want to go to paragraph 331 in the Catechism, where we are reminded that Christ is the center of the angelic world. Just like we in the visible creation should center everything on Christ, Christ is also the center of the angelic world. They are his angels. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, they belong to him because they were created through and for him. For in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or principalities or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. Of course, that's from Colossians chapter 1. You want to look particularly at verse 16. They, the angels, belong to him. They belong to Christ. Still more because he has made them messengers of his saving plan. So they have a purpose in God's creation. And we see the angels present in the life of Christ in his incarnation from the very beginning. It was an angel, an archangel, that brought the message to Mary. We see the angels present at all different times of the Lord's life. For example, the Garden of Gethsemane, we see the angels present. And all the way up to the Ascension. And so throughout the life of Jesus, the angelic world is made reference to. Jesus himself teaches us that each and every one of us has a guardian angel. And so the angelic world is an important part of God's creative plan. And like the visible creation, it's centered on the person of Jesus the Christ, who is our Lord, our Savior, and our all. That's today's Catechetical Corner. And let's go right back to our phone lines. I'm Monsignor Stuart Sweatland, the president of Donnelly College.